Hello and welcome. You're tuned in to The Witch Wavelength, a magical vibe with ideas and practices, creations and conversations, all about living a magical life. I'm Sheena Cundy, author, singer-songwriter, and Essex Witch. This is episode 2, and I was listening to the first episode last week and just remembering really that, you know, it took me a whole year to write the book, and it took like a couple of hours to make last week's episode. And for me, that's the whole joy of making this podcast, is that you get that kind of instant gratification. Whereas with a book, the creating a book is, you know, it's such a delayed gratification. It takes such a long time. So I'm really enjoying this. And yeah, welcome to number 2 of this very embryonic podcast. What have I been doing? Last week, I had a book signing. I had a book signing, my second one, at Raven's Nest in Chelmsford in Essex. And I spent the afternoon, or most of the day there, with Nikki Orchard, the shop owner, and had a great time. Yeah, sold a few books, sold a deck of the Magic of Nature Oracle cards, which are featured in the book, and chatted to a few people. And it was really good. It's really great just getting out and actually being with people. And after spending so long sort of locked up in my office writing the book last year, it's just, you know, it's what I was really looking forward to, was getting out and you know, sharing the book with others. And so what are we doing this week? Well, every other week I'm going to be interviewing somebody. And my first guest on this number 2 episode is with the podcast recording engineer. He's the guitarist with Morrigan's Path, my band. He is the treehouse architect and builder. And he also happens to be my husband, Mr. C, Ian Cundy. Welcome.
Oh, well, welcome. And yeah, it's lovely to be here. Not that I have never been very far away. But yeah, getting on this side of the microphone and actually sort of saying anything. But I mean, the truth of it is I only press the odd button now and again, don't I, Sheena?
Well, I couldn't do it without you.
No, that's right.
I'd be nothing without you.
It's nice to know.
So anyway, my first question as my first guest is, what did you think of the book,
The
Witch Wavelength?
It was just really nice to see you happy that you finally finished it. You know, all that sort of long process that you know, a partner has to go through. If there's any authors out there that have got a partner, the partners will sort of know how much time that the author has to spend
pain.
No pain without gain. But saying that, you know, I've always had sort of plenty to keep myself sort of busy and what have you, you know, so it's not as if I've just been sitting downstairs twiddling my thumbs for the last year waiting for you to finally finish the book. But
can I just say something?
Go on in.
Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in. You didn't answer my question. Not really. I said, what did you think of the book? Did you read it? Have you read the book, Ian?
Yeah, of course I have.
He laughed. Hang on, nervously.
I'm digging a big hole for myself here, which is, you know, the thing that I normally do and have to sort of fill it in fairly quickly before I sort of fall into it. But yeah, you know, there were sort of snippets that I had to go through, you know, when I was helping you sort of proofread little bits and pieces. And, you know, the thing with the book is that it's got lots of path workings in there. So,
yes,
you know, I was involved in getting the recording for the meditations and getting the links in there and, you know, downloading, recording, downloading and getting that so that anybody who wants to sort of have a listen can just sort of click on a link and access it, you know. So, yeah, that was probably my best part of it. But I'm sorry, Sheena, no, I did...
didn't read it properly.
I read the notes on the back. Never mind. Yeah, okay.
I'll forgive you.
Thank you.
So, as we're on the witch wavelength... That magical vibe. What is your idea of a magical life?
One that I have with you, of course, Sheena.
You had to say that, didn't you?
Yeah, well, there you go.
No, come on, seriously.
Yeah, no, please. No. I think it's one of those things that I sort of look back at my life, you know, even from a sort of young age and sort of think how lucky I was. Whether or not it's an age thing, whether or not kids have as much freedom as we had then, you know, because I had a magical life in the beginning because we would just take ourselves off down the field and down the seafront and just play pirates or, you know, things that you do as a kid, jumping off of haystacks and making dens and, you know, scrumping as another thing. And all of that sort of seemed to me to be sort of quite a magical upbringing. And I'd always loved being outside, you know. So it was hardly surprising that I followed a career in marine engineering to begin with and then sort of working on the river, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, being outside and getting up every day to sort of look at sunsets and sunrises in the morning and the sunsets, you know, of an evening, and to be outside working, seeing the changes in the weather and the cloud patterns has just been a magical life for me.
It's the magic of nature, isn't it?
I think so, you know. And the more I sort of got into it with you like meditating, and it was interesting because, you know, the part about meditating is you don't have to sit in a room inside with the heater on and everything else. You can do it when you're outside walking. And it's like living with nature. And that's one of the things that you do touch on in the book.
I do, yes. I talk about witch walking, which is so much a part and a natural part of my way of life and yours as well, really. I mean, you witch walk too, don't you? You've been doing it for years.
Yeah, you put a name on it, but most people just sort of say, I'm going out for a walk, you know. And you can, you know, it's whether or not you decide to sort of look at the ground. But even if you do look at the ground, open your ears and listen, you know, just look, yeah. Because there's just so much around you that you could miss, you know.
Yeah, it's the magic of nature. So you were destined to marry a witch, weren't you, really?
I suppose so, yeah.
We had a hand fasting, didn't we? That was wonderful, wasn't it?
It in itself was a magical experience.
Oh, it was a magical,
you know,
day.
So, and anybody out there who's listening who just happened to be down there and at the party and whatever in the field, in the big marquee, loads of music and friends and drink and food, you know.
Or who is indeed thinking about having a hand fasting, I'd say absolutely do it. Because it is a magical celebration.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you don't sort of actually know anybody or whatever, there are people out there who will help you and guide you and sort of, you know, tell you what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah, really. Now, magical music.
Music, yeah.
So let's talk about Morrigan's Path.
Well, I'd like to sort of rewind a little bit, really, because
okay.
You're sort of asking me about my...
Think I'm going too fast.
Yeah, my magical pathway. And
oh, sorry, yes.
It was one of the things that also in my upbringing that or my childhood that was very, very magical because I, you know, I went with some friends and we saw the Beatles film at our local Rio cinema. And, you know, we all just came running out of there and sort of, oh, we're going to start a band up, you know. But after Christmas, I was the only one who ended up with a guitar. Everybody else would like, I said, where's your drum kit? And they said, well, no, I've got an air rifle instead, or I've got a pair of roller skates. And I was thinking, well, that's put an end to the Beatles, number two, you know. So that was it. I had my guitar, but I did have the pleasure of sort of meeting friends at school, and you know, the rest is history, really. I just, you know, from the age of 14, I just love sort of going out and being with friends and making music. And I think that in itself was another magical experience, you know.
I mean, you can't deny, can you? I don't think anybody can deny the magic of music. It is just, it's such an emotive, and, you know, you've got the vibration of sound, which can change our emotions instantly. You know, an upbeat, up-tempo song can cheer you up, just like a power ballad can, you know, make you feel like slitting your wrist.
Yeah, it's anything, really. I don't think it, you know, I was listening while I was doing the washing up and getting the dinner ready the other night, because I do tend to be doing quite a lot of that while Sheena's working.
Yeah, well, I'm writing my next book.
Anyway, yeah, and I was listening to the local BBC Essex radio, and they had a guy on there who was teaching piano to people, and they were talking about music and the magical health properties that it can have, you know, even to sort of people who have got like Alzheimer's and things like that, that learning to play an instrument does sort of manage to sort of trigger something off in the brain, and the way the brain sort of works to sort of, you know, possibly help that, you know. So it's certainly a lot of benefits from it, I do, you know, do believe.
But correct me if I'm wrong, because we started out as a duo, didn't we? Back in, the early 2000s, before Georgie was born. And we were called Kundalini Drive, and then I always wanted to add on. I always wanted to be in a band. And when I mentioned it to you, you were like, no, you don't want to do that. So why did you try and dissuade me from forming a band?
Because I had spent so long sort of being in bands and meeting people and everything else, it's really hard to get a band together with the members that really click with each other. You can get one or perhaps the odd two, but to get sort of three or four like-minded people together, you know, initially they'll go, oh, yeah, great, oh, you know, your music's great, yeah, we'll join, you know, get in there. But then, you know, there might be some musical differences that start to change, and I knew how focused you were, Sheena, on writing your own music. You did not want to do, you know, cover stuff and what have you, you know. And the fact is that one thing we've sort of found out is obviously you love your writing, you know, and I... You know, when I look at some of those early poems and lyrics that you did write, you know, you have got a lovely way with words, you know. So I can understand sort of how good it's been. It's been great for me to sort of be a part of it, to sort of be able to, with a partner or a wife now, to be able to sort of sit at home and actually write a song together.
Yeah,
you know, it's just so nice.
It's lovely,
you know,
isn't it?
But you know, destiny is all, really. We're going to meet the right people, so the right people come into your space, and we've got a great bunch of band members now.
Yeah, albeit scattered across the globe or the country, should I say? But
no,
it's great, and looking forward to doing some more gigs this year. Yeah. And we wrote a song a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah,
so we're
now
recording the third album, so that's great. So let's have some music, shall we? And I thought it would be really good if we played the song, which is the theme music, the intro and the outro in the podcast. It's called The Madness and the Magic. And there is a story behind this song.
There is, yeah.
And it's about a book that I wrote.
The first one.
Called The Madness and the Magic, yeah, which is the first book in my Witchlit series. I wrote another two after that. And it's about a crazy menopausal witch and her ridiculous antics to snare the local guitar-playing vicar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did a... So that is a story, and it is a song, and it's also a video on YouTube, which I'll add the link to the show notes. Yeah. And we actually played the – that was good fun, that video, wasn't it?
We've always had so much fun, and thanks to Mark, you know, who does the filming. He's a great videographer, and if you need anybody to do your wedding or anything like that, you know, Celtic Pirate Videos, he's brilliant, Mark. So yeah, we had such a lovely, I mean, because we just love dressing up, don't we, Sheena? And there again, I think that goes back to my, when I used to watch the Cliff Richards and the Shadows films, that was my sister's fault, and then the Beatles having so much fun doing Hard Day's Night and, you know, Help, I think it was, you know, and you see these bands like having so much fun, and I'm thinking, oh, when will I ever be able to get to do that? But doing these videos with our own music has been such a good, you know, such good fun.
Yeah, so here we are. This is The Madness and the Magic by Morrigan's Path.
What on earth are you doing, lady? What is that you're stewing? Don't stray far from the hearth, place knock while you are brewing. A little bit of this and a little bit of that is what you want. Now throw into the middle and it will work out somehow. Mix it up together, stir the madness round and round. Lady Crow, lend me your feather, by the magic we are bound. Once upon a time, the story goes, look between the covers, will Minerva and her bow ever be true lovers? A little bit of this and a little bit of that is what they want. Now throw into the middle and it will work out somehow. Mix it up together, stir the madness round.
Cauldron I do cast. Poison ivy, my purple heart, a sprig or two of passion flower, and perhaps a little sweet and sour. Only use the finest blood, cleanse the hands from clay and mud, set a place for the candle burn, begin the motion, stir and turn.
See her there on every page, a goddess in the making. All that power in her name, a sacred undertaking. A little bit of this and a little bit of that is what she wants. Now throw into the middle and it will work out somehow. Mix it up together, stir the madness round and we are bound. Mix it up together, stir the madness round and round. Lady Crow, lend me your feather, by the magic we are bound. We are bound.
hope you enjoyed that. And I've got one more question for you. Okay, so how is retirement treating you, Mr. Cundy? Since you've retired at Christmas last year?
I have had a few people asking me.
Is it magical?
It is. It is. You know, it's been a long slog. I mean, and I've loved every minute of my job, you know, because I love sort of doing what I was doing.
Do you miss being on the water?
Yeah, sometimes. But when I look out there and it's like snowing and windy, perhaps not
rainy,
so much, you know.
Like today.
But I get the walks down the beach with the dogs and what have you. So it, to tell you the truth, it's still early days. It hasn't been a problem. Dare say that I'll be getting out on the water in the summer anyway. But I started work at, you know, obviously we went to school before that, but 16 years old, went into an apprenticeship and have been working ever since, you know. I've had 46 years at the same venue down at Bradwell. So, you know, getting up every morning, going in there and doing that, I think the time is right to sit back and spend more time with my lovely wife.
Well, we can be so much more creative now, can't we? I mean, look what we've been doing in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Podcasts, yeah. We've been recording songs.
Yeah.
And I've been getting on with my writing. At first, I must admit, I did find it a bit of a distraction.
Sorry.
You being at home so much. I just feel like in the last week, really, that I've got back into a regular writing routine in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah,
I was
getting
a little bit worried that wasn't going to happen again.
I am learning. I'm learning.
What, to keep out of my way?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing things outside. And I've been making some raised beds and planting that and the other. And yeah, no, it's great. Right.
Yeah, it's magical. And next week, we're off to the woods.
We are.
So it's going to be which wavelength in the woods? Are we going to record the next episode in the woods, do you think?
Oh, can we do that? We could do something, sure, couldn't we?
I'm sure we could do it.
Yeah, well, we'll have a think about it.
We're going to Norfolk and the kids, our children, Danielle, Leon and George and their partners all bought us a 3-day stay in the woods.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going, to this little cosy nook on a farm.
It was a combined Christmas present,
which was lovely.
So it was really, really nice to sort of get something from them that they all obviously all got together and sort of talked about, and that was it. So that's it.
Probably because they're planning a mad party while we're away.
Shh, don't tell anybody where we live.
Right, okay, so... Well, thank you for joining me.
It's all right. Yeah, thank you for having me, Sheena.
Don't go away.
Put the kettle on.
Put the kettle on. Right, I'm just going to finish with a reading from the book, and it's a poem. So I wrote this a few years ago, actually, but I thought I'd include it in the book because it kind of fits in with the wavelength, and it's called "The Witch Is Not Dead." The witch, dear sister, is not dead. She is living in your head, right there breathing in and out. Do not let them cast her out, for they will huff and puff and frown, anything to bring you down. Telling you it's just a name, be like us, not wild but tame. The witch, dear sister, is not dead. She's living in your skin instead. Underneath and creeping slowly, weaving magic and making holy every cell and every sinew, right there buried deep within you. And though the past may be to blame, she never hangs her head in shame. The witch, dear sister, is not dead. She's in your bones and she is fed by earth and air and fire and water. Not memories of pain and slaughter, all forgiven, all behind her, rising now to all who find her, standing strong and brave and true. She's the witch blood inside you. The witch, dear sister, is not dead. She never died, the goddess said. I'll give her life to each of you. In every one she springs anew. The beating drum, the magic heart. We merry meet and merry part. That's all, folks. Thank you for listening. Do hit subscribe for notifications with each weekly episode. And leave a review. That would be very kind. Thank you. Please share with all your friends, all those kindred spirits who might enjoy a little bit of the witch wavelength. And let's spread the magic around. Any more info, you can check out my website, sheenakundi.com. So thank you again, Mr. C, for joining me. Maybe we can do this every other week. You can be my regular guest.
Yeah, I'm always up for it. I've got plenty of time, Sheen.
You have. You're in the studio with me, so you might as well join me. It's much more fun having somebody else to do it with, I must admit.
Yeah.
So until next time, thank you, everybody, sending lots of magic your way. Take good care, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Bye-bye now.